The giant sat back down on the sofa, which sagged under his weight, and began taking all sorts of things out of the pockets of his coat. A copper kettle, a squashy package of sausages, a poker, a teapot, several chipped mugs, and a bottle of some amber liquid which he took a swig from before starting to make tea. Soon the hut was full of the sound and smell of sizzling sausage. Nobody said a thing while the giant was working, but as he slid the first six fat, juicy, slightly burnt sausages from the poker, Dudley fidgeted a little. Uncle Vernon said sharply, "Don't touch anything he gives you, Dudley." The giant chuckled darkly. "Your great puddin' of a son don't need fattening any more, Dursley, don't worry." He passed the sausages to Harry, who was so hungry he had never tasted anything so wonderful, but he still couldn't take his eyes off the giant. Finally, as nobody seemed about to explain anything, he said, "I'm sorry, but I still don't really know who you are." The giant took a gulp of tea and wiped his mouth with the back of his hand. "Call me Hagrid," he said. "Everyone does. And like I told you, I'm Keeper of Keys at Hogwarts. You'll know all about Hogwarts, of course."
No, said Harry. Hagrid looked shocked. "Sorry," Harry said quickly.
"Sorry?" barked Hagrid, turning to stare at the Dursleys, who shrank back into the shadows. "It's them as should be sorry. I knew you weren't getting your letters, but I never thought ye wouldn't even know about Hogwarts, for crying out loud. Did you never wonder where your parents learnt it all?"
"All what?" asked Harry.
"All what?" Hagrid thundered. "Now wait just one second."
He had leapt to his feet. In his anger he seemed to fill the whole hut. The Dursleys were cowering against the wall.
"Do you mean to tell me," he growled at the Dursleys, "that this boy, knows nothing about anything?"
Harry thought this was going a bit far. He had been to school, after all, and his marks weren't bad. "I know some things," he said. "I can, you know, do maths and stuff." But Hagrid simply waved his hand and said,
"About our world, I mean. Your world, my world, your parents' world."
"What world?"
Hagrid looked as if he was about to explode.
"Dursley!" he boomed.
Uncle Vernon, who had gone very pale, whispered something that sounded like mimble, mimble. Hagrid stared wildly at Harry.
"But you must know about your mum and dad," he said. "I mean, they're famous. You're famous."
"What? My mum and dad weren't famous, were they?"
"You don't know. You don't know."
Hagrid ran his fingers through his hair, fixing Harry with a bewildered stare.
"You don't know what you are," he said finally.
Uncle Vernon suddenly found his voice.
"Stop!" he commanded. "Stop right there, sir! I forbid you to tell the boy anything!"
A braver man than Vernon Dursley would have quailed under the furious look Hagrid now gave him. When Hagrid spoke, his every syllable trembled with rage.
"You never told him! Never told him what was in the letter Dumbledore left for him! I was there! I saw Dumbledore leave it, Dursley! And you've kept it from him all these years!"
"Kept what from me?" said Harry eagerly.
"Stop, I forbid you!"
yelled Uncle Vernon in panic. Aunt Petunia gave a gasp of horror.
"Ah, go boil your heads, both of ye," said Hagrid. "Harry, you're a wizard."
There was silence inside the hut. Only the sea and the whistling wind could be heard.
"I'm a what?" gasped Harry.
"A wizard, of course," said Hagrid, sitting back down on the sofa, which groaned and sank even lower. "And a thumpin' good un, I'd say, once you've been trained up a bit. With a mum and dad like yours, what else would you be? And I reckon it's about time you read your letter."
Harry stretched out his hand at last to take the yellowish envelope, addressed in emerald green, to Mr. H. Potter, the floor, Hut on the Rock, the sea. He pulled out the letter and read, "Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. Headmaster, Albus Dumbledore, Order of Merlin, First Class, Grand Source, Chief Warlock, Supreme Mugwump, International Confed of Wizards. Dear Mr. Potter, we are pleased to inform you that you have a place at Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. Please find enclosed a list of all necessary books and equipment. Term begins on the 1st of September. We await your owl by no later than the 31st of July. Yours sincerely, Minerva McGonagall, Deputy Headmistress."
Questions exploded inside Harry's head like fireworks, and he couldn't decide which to ask first. After a few minutes he stammered,
"What does it mean, they await my owl?"
"Galloping Gorgons, that reminds me," said Hagrid, clapping a hand to his forehead with enough force to knock over a cart horse, and from yet another pocket inside his overcoat he pulled an owl. A real, live, rather ruffled-looking owl. A long quill and a roll of parchment. With his tongue between his teeth, he scribbled a note, which Harry could read upside down. "Dear Mr. Dumbledore, given Harry his letter, taking him to buy his things tomorrow, weather's horrible, hope you're well, Hagrid." Hagrid rolled up the note, gave it to the owl, which clamped it in its beak, went to the door, and threw the owl out into the storm. Then he came back and sat down as though this was as normal as talking on the telephone. Harry realized his mouth was open, and closed it quickly.
"Where was I?"
said Hagrid, but at that moment Uncle Vernon, still ashen-faced but looking very angry, moved into the firelight.
"He's not going," he said. Hagrid grunted.
"I'd like to see a great muggle like you stop him," he said.
"A what?" said Harry, interested.
"A muggle," said Hagrid. "It's what we call non-magic folk like them. And it's your bad luck you grew up in a family the biggest muggles I ever laid eyes on."
"We swore when we took him in we'd put a stop to that rubbish," said Uncle Vernon. "Swore we'd stamp it out of him. Wizard, indeed!"
"You knew," said Harry, "you knew I'm a wizard?"
"Knew?" shrieked Aunt Petunia suddenly. "Knew? Of course we knew. How could you not be, my dratted sister being what she was? Oh, she got a letter just like that, and disappeared off to that school, and came home every holiday with her pockets full of frog spawn, turning teacups into rats. I was the only one who saw her for what she was, a freak. But for my mother and father, oh no, it was Lily this and Lily that. They were proud of having a witch in the family."
She stopped to draw a deep breath, and then went ranting on. It seemed she had been wanting to say all this for years.
"Then she met that Potter at school, and they left and got married and had you. And of course I knew you'd be just the same, just as strange, just as abnormal. And then, if you please, she went and got herself blown up, and we got landed with you."
Harry had gone very white. As soon as he found his voice, he said,
"Blown up? You told me they died in a car crash."